surprised by Afghanistan tactics, first to back first and then lose their paces better than what they had done in the earlier matches?
Not surprised. At the end of the day, as individuals, as a team, you have to go back and see areas where you need to improve. And I guess and that was one of the areas they spoke about, and they came out and yes, the first couple of overs, they went hard. But you know, the power play was still a reasonable power play for us. So again, it is what it is. It doesn't matter, you know, what they do. It's us having to do what we need to do in order to win the games.
And their main threat and the strength has been the spinners. But for a change, they have done with the pace bowlers. So in that regard, with the Dew also playing a bit of conditions here, so you have any? What is the tomorrow's tactics would be a bit different for you?
No, I think we just have to go out and play cricket. We have to go out and whatever presents itself, we adjust to that and, you know, see if we can tick the boxes that we want to tick. So again, you know, one loss after the series started, you know, till now, I think we just need to continue what we have been doing and see if we can come out on top tomorrow, please God.
The pitch was not as coming on to the bat, the ball on this pitch than it was yesterday, so you found it difficult to score. Wasn't that the case?
At the end of the day, Afghanistan played well. We've been against an opposition. They allowed to bowl well and they allowed to do well. So, again, today was their day. They batted well. They scored 140 odd. We weren't able to get it. And the bowlers bowled well. They bowled to the plan. So, again, the pitch, the wicket, we have been here for the last couple of weeks. We haven't heard these sort of questions, you know, before. We haven't had, we said, press conferences. But, again, at the end of the day, they said they played well today. And come tomorrow, we have an opportunity to put all the things that we did wrong right.
Is your plan for the T20 World Cup next year on track?
Again, this is our first series. The T20 World Cup is about 9-10 months away. At the end of the day, sometimes in life you don't look too far ahead. You live in the present. You can't change the past. You can live in the present. So tomorrow we have another game. Our aim is to try to continue to win cricket games. Try to continue to play consistent cricket, try to do the things that we need to do, what is right to play on a day. So World Cup preparations and all that, again, come on, it's too far to be thinking, you know, quite down the road. We don't know if we'll have life come next 8 or 9 months.
That's right. Sanjay, you're already at the SU and even in the ground, I've seen you talking with all the Afghanistan players. You've always been on the field. And is this the kind of brand of cricket you want to play and you want to lead your team with?
Again, it's not a brand. It's something that happens. You know, when somebody speaks to you and gives you pleasantries, you know, you tend to want to answer. So, again, you know, simple tips of advice for cricket on the cricket field, trying to help out each and every one of us. But, again, perception, you take it as aggressive, but you don't know what is being said out there.
And so you have quite a few young guys coming in, someone like Walsh or King. I mean, you haven't really done so well in this. And then you have guys like Brendan Simmons waiting, who have been playing cricket for quite a few years. So, I mean, is the focus on getting the right balance related to having the right mix of experience and young players?
Yeah, of course. That is something that, you know, we have spoken about, having the youth and experience. Brendan's not waiting in the wings. He has been sick since he has gotten here the last couple of days, so hence the reason why you haven't seen him. You know, Walsh, he has gotten his opportunity in the One Day series and the T20 series, and you know, he has done fairly well for himself. You know, King started pretty well in that One Day game. Yes, in the first two games in the T20, he hasn't done much, but again, at the end of the day, this is something new to these guys, and again, with experience in the dressing room and helping these guys, they can only get better from there. So our job as experienced players is to help the guys, you know, mature faster and teach them different situations. International cricket is tough, hence the reason why I said we have the mix of youth and experience. We are very lucky enough to have guys who have played a lot of cricket in that dressing room as well. And it's just about sharing, you know, that knowledge and, you know, keeping the guys, you know, upbeat, because as I said, they can be out there for the Wolves and, you know, the media can take a tail, you know, on them when they're not performing. So it's for us to cover them and show them what they need to do, and, you know, hopefully they come out and express themselves, and we as a team back them, you know, to do that.